how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burt, your host, joined by Jerry Hamilton and a very special guest, the most recent commitment to the University of Texas, Chris Stewart, a wide receiver out of Pearland's Shadow Creek High School down on the south side of Houston there. Chris committed to the Longhorns on Tuesday afternoon, becoming the second verbal commitment of the 2026 recruiting class, joining Dia Bell, the quarterback out of American Heritage down in South Florida. Jerry, thank you for joining us. Chris, thank you so much and congratulations on your commitment.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank y'all as well for inviting me to the show.
We're happy to have you.
Hey, Chris, take me through kind of the process of you deciding to commit to Texas, because Texas offered you December 8th, and I think I was by the school about 2 or 3 days after that. But talk about that process of being offered by Texas in December, what led to an eventual commitment on Tuesday.
It was a blessing, man. Me and Coach Sark, Coach Chris Jackson, we all built a great relationship, and they built a great relationship with my parents. So, and throughout the whole recruiting process, no matter what other school had offered me, they always was on top, and like they kept a great relationship with me. And that was really all. It was really all about the relationship with them, to get to know them, and they told me about their background, and I actually went up to go research their background, and everything was right. So, I mean, like Chris Jackson, he coached in the NFL for a couple of years, and I feel like he could develop me great to be a pro NFL receiver.
Who did it actually come down to? Because you went to Texas Elite Camp on the 1st. You went to A&M, I believe, on the 8th or 9th. But you had a lot of SEC offers, including Alabama, right? Florida, Tennessee. You also had Michigan offered you. Who did it really come down to?
It came down to Texas. Like, they stood out on top. Like I said, the relationship was just there, and my parents was comfortable with them, and I was comfortable with them as well. So I felt like it was a great decision to make.
Good stuff. Hey, Chris, we're going to start your video now, okay? And I'm going to ask Jerry a little bit about this. Jerry, you and I have watched this video for a couple of different times, and the first thing I recognize or see with Chris here is the number of times he goes 50-plus yards for touchdowns. I think 36 catches last year, 35 catches. 10-plus touchdowns or 10 touchdowns on the season, a big play waiting to happen.
Yeah, I would think, Chris, the first thing college coaches talk to you about is your acceleration. And are we right on that one?
Yes, sir.
So talk us through some of this video. How long have you been playing wide receiver? When did you first concentrate on wide receiver and know that's what you wanted to be?
When I was in Little League, it was probably around, like, when I was in the sixth grade, I was playing, believe me or not, I was playing DN at first. And like, they said in order to play offense, you got to get on defense. So when I first touched offense and I touched the ball and I took it to the house one time, I never looked back. The feeling was just so great when I scored and I seen everybody in the stands celebrating. I never looked back. So I just took receiver serious from then.
Hey, look, you're a confident guy, right? You've had a lot of scholarship offers, but let's talk about your breakout game, because everybody has a breakout game as a high school player, and it was against Clear Springs, right? So talk about that and what that did for you're already confident, but what that did for your belief that I can be a high caliber recruit?
It really started in the first game. Like when I caught that first catch of my varsity season, I was like, I could do way more than this. So like that whole week at practice, I was just like grinding every day after practice. I stay, catch some balls. I'll go work in, I'll go work on speed. So when that day came, that Friday night day came, and Coach called Jeff Sweet, I was like, oh, this is my time right here. I touched it. I was like, I'm using nothing but speed right here. I'm not looking back. I'm not using no juke moves. I just kept going. And when I touched the end zone, I was like, it's over with. Like, I'm never looking back again. And I beg for the ball. Like, I want the ball in my hands. And I feel like I could do anything when you give me the ball. And they believed in me, and I made it happen.
Chris, do you think that your speed, acceleration is your strength of your game? What do you think some maybe underappreciated aspects of your game are?
My route running. Like, I feel like my route running.
What about
What about your route running, Chris?
My route running is great. Like, I feel like I could break a DB down any given time I want to. I just know the concepts. I know the zones day in. Like, once I get a feel for it, it's over with. Like,
how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy, all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
So when you feel like you feel like you're kind of a smart football player too, if you're able to see things a little bit, that you're kind of young. I mean, you only had your sophomore year, right? Now you're going to be a junior at Shadow Creek this season. It's one of those things where it's good to see a guy, a young guy, taking that kind of ownership and being good at a specific skill, not just utilizing solely his athleticism. Jerry, when I ask you about this, and I know Chris is sitting here with us, but so I hate to ask him in front of it, but is Chris the kind of receiver that Texas is really kind of trying to identify, in your opinion? Because to your point earlier, I see the acceleration and I'm like, yeah, that looks like a Sark-like receiver.
No, absolutely. I mean, you look at the guys that Sark's recruited at Texas. I mean, the DeAndre Moore, Jontae Cooks, right? And Ryan Wingo in the last class. You got the guys Texas is going after in the 25 class. Chris beat them all to the punch committing in the 26 class. But, Joe, absolutely. And I think the other thing is he can move around and play slot. He can play some outside. I think Chris has position versatility. I remember before Coach Butler retired, the coach that just retired at Shadow Creek, I'd known him, Brad Butler, a long time. I asked about Chris, and he said he's a very smart football player. And so, like you said, difficult to talk about. We're there with Chris there, but that's what Coach – one of the first things Coach Butler says, yeah, he's an athletic guy. There's no doubt he's elite at that, but he said he's a super smart football player. And that's what I wanted to ask you, Chris, is when you had those initial conversations with Chris Jackson or Sarkisian, and maybe through that relationship, what did they tell you they really liked about your game? And has Chris Jackson told you anything he thinks you can improve heading into your junior year?
Yes, sir. He said, I feel like I could prove in everything I do. Like he said the same thing as Coach Butler. He feel like I'm a smart player at football. Like I know when to sit down in the holes. I know when to shut it down. Like I remember when they compared me to Worthy and Devontae Smith. Like I play just like him. Like I'm patient throughout my route running. He said, even at the top of the routes, I know how to shut it down quickly.
Talk about that. So at Shadow Creek, you go up against Division I defensive backs. So one of the most important things for a young receiver to learn is that can really accelerate like you is it's easy for you to get the top end speed. It's a lot harder to decelerate from that top end speed, right? And create that initial separation. Talk about that and going against guys like Kobe Sellers in practice. You go against a corner committed to Texas A&M. By the way, y'all have some fun with that. But you go against Division I defensive back. So talk about that and how important that ability when somebody's as fast as you are to decelerate to create that separation.
I know I got a lot of speed, but speed not going to work on everything. You got to know how to break a DB down. So like when Kobe in front of me and I know when Kobe opened up, that's my right. I shut it down right now. So I shut it down with a comeback or a curl or a dig. Like, you can't just run a go all your life. You got to learn how to run routes eventually.
Good stuff. Hey, I've got to ask you, Chris, have you talked to Dia Bell or any of the other recruits in the 2026 class? Have you guys gotten together or anything like that? Or you talking to anybody else in Houston, et cetera?
Me and Dia Bell just texted me earlier, as a matter of fact, when I committed. He told me, welcome home. And I had told him, yes, sir. I said, we're going to bring a natty home when we get there.
Are there any other 2026 guys in the Houston area you're close with? Any 2026 kids?
Yes, sir. Isaiah Williams, they go to Marshall.
Yeah, he goes to Fort Bend to safety. He's one of the best in the country, too. Yep. So let me ask you this, Chris, because here's the tough thing for young prospects. You're already ranked top 50, 75 in the country, depending on who's doing rankings. And so a lot comes with that nowadays because you have 19 offers, I think it was, when you committed to Texas. And several of those are blue blood programs, SEC offers. We mentioned that Michigan as well. But talk about staying focused and continuing on with your progression and ascending as a player versus any letting any complacency set in, because it's more difficult for you guys at this age because of social media and how fast the recruiting process comes.
As I look at it, I mean, that just make me want to work harder. Like, I'm not doing enough. That's how I look at it. It don't distract me at all. I mean, I want the best of the best, and I'm going to go against the best of the best, and I'm always going to come out on top. That's just how I feel.
And when I say Texas Longhorns, what comes to mind?
A lot. The culture. Like, there's nothing going on around there but football. So all the attention is on me. Hook 'em, man.
Hey, Chris, thanks for spending some time with us. Congratulations on your commitment, bud. A lot of Longhorn fans are going to enjoy watching this video, enjoy watching your huddle video as well and highlights. And we certainly wish you the best of luck this year. Don't be a stranger. We saw you come on the chat last night as well. Feel free to stop in anytime. And congratulations to you and your family. And from Jerry and I, Chris, we say hook 'em, buddy.
Yes, sir. Hook 'em.
Congrats, Chris.
Thank you.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Sean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your crave.